The review of the Fair Work Act has been released to a mixed reception. Employers say it goes too far. Employees say it doesn't go far enough. Bridget Backhouse has this report.
It's been 2 years since the Fair Work Act was brought in to replace the controversial work choices. So how has it gone? Dr. Ray Cooper from the University of Sydney Business School says the review was a good assessment of how the Fair Work Act is going.
If you have a look at the document, it's about 300 pages worth. It's quite good, actually, in terms of summarising most of the available data that we have, both from government and non-government sources. They took about, 250 submissions. So, basically anyone from individuals through to interested organisations were able to submit. They also did a bit of a roadshow across the country and did consultations with stakeholders from across different industry sectors, from people representing employees. It's taken submissions from across the board and it's reflected upon the evidence. And so I think it's quite a reasonable assessment of where we stand in terms of industrial relations in the context of the Fair Work Act.
She says the review was largely positive but still provided a number of recommendations.
They've made quite a few recommendations. I think it was 52 or 53 recommendations across different aspects of the Act, which is it's a thumper of an Act. And they go to, mostly, from my reading, they go to the way that the bargaining system's working. So there's a bit of sort of fine-tuning around how that's going to work. And there's a few changes around interesting things like flexibility of work, which suggests that the new system has introduced a right to request flexible working for parents of young children, so preschool age or kids up to 18 if they have disabilities, and they've suggested a few ways to fine-tune that. And interestingly, something that hasn't really been picked up, they've suggested that right to request flexible working should be extended more broadly. So that's an interesting aspect of it. But it also goes to a range of, the technical aspects of industrial action, of bargaining, of minimum wages and minimum rates. So generally, I think the report card is that the Act is functioning as intended. And I think, really, my message would be, on the evidence, it's performing well.
Claire East from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry Queensland takes a different view. She says the recommendations don't take into account the needs of employers and the current economic climate.
Well, what the government doesn't seem to understand is that what's bad for business is also bad for employees. Employers who continue to experience slimmer profit margins and reduced flexibility in their workplace to deal with the weaker trading conditions that many, many businesses are experiencing, that's already tough and it's being exacerbated by the current workplace relations laws.
She also says the government should expect heavy lobbying from employers in the lead-up to the next federal election.
We're extremely disappointed by the review, although we never anticipated that with the panel that was appointed and the nature of the process that it was going to meet all of our concerns. We at CCIQ have undertaken to work with the government to implement those positive recommendations that have come from the review. However, we will be calling on both sides of politics, the federal opposition and the federal government, to commit as part of the federal election campaign to a better workplace relations framework that balances the needs of employers and employees much better.